Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
President Trump has hailed to the chief, and Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, has the Beatles.
I think we take that deal. Yeah.
I think so. Grover Norquist, welcome to Mornings on the Vol. How are you?
I'm the anti-tax man, I like to think.
Exactly. Right?
The IRS is the tax man.
This is very true. Unfortunately, though, I think this is not a job that you're going to see go away in your lifetime, unfortunately, although I love your idea of trying to eliminate taxes. I want to talk to you about something that The Hill has out today, that the Trump administration is taking a very serious look at capping tax deductions for charitable contributions, which most people cheer because, yay, because that hurts the rich people. And I look at this, why are we paying people to give money to charity anyway? All this is just, it's like money laundering. It just seems to me that everybody's taking a cut out of this and of that. It just doesn't seem to make any sense to me. Does this solve any problems?
Well, what they're looking to do is they want to get rates down as low as possible. They want to take the business tax rate down, the individual tax rate down, get rid of the death tax, get rid of the alternative minimum tax. And some of this is going to be a straight out tax cut. So tax reform is a significant tax reduction, not just moving it around. Some of it is simplification and getting rid of deductions and credits. And one of the ones that they're looking at, you mentioned, is, well, they say capping charitable. I think what they're likely to look at is capping total deductions. So, you know, there's serious deductions you can take. And the ones that spike up are when somebody gives $100 million to their local college in order to have some building named after them. This wouldn't affect anyone who is contributing less than their annual income into charity, right? So if you make $60,000 a year, you know, you're not going to be making $1 million contributions,
right,
or $60,000 contributions in the first place. If you're writing checks to your church, synagogue, mosque, this isn't you. These are the mega contributions to get your name put on a museum or whatever. That is another way for people to spend money. You could buy a house, you could buy a lot of popsicles, you go on a trip, or you give money to your favorite charity like that and get your name put on things. I'm not sure that needs a quote unquote tax subsidy. You should pay taxes once on your income. And then whatever you do with it, it seems to me it's up to you.
I'm with you.
And the government should be neutral.
I'm with you.
Well, when you talk about tax simplification, it would take a lot to simplify the tax code as it exists right now. There's also a question about the timing of all of this. I mean, initially, the Secretary of Treasury had said, well, let's be careful. Let's not overcommit. This is going to take a while to work through. It's a very complex issue. And then I noticed that only in recent days has he sort of said he thought it could happen a little quicker. What are you reading from The Hill?
Well, the big unknown was what was going to happen with the repeal of Obamacare and the reform of health care, because that in itself, that repeal, repeals 19 different taxes, a total of $1 trillion, Austin Powers said, $1 trillion in taxes. It's a huge tax hike, Obamacare. Getting rid of that tax increase, set of tax increases, gets you $1 trillion closer to what you want to do in tax reform. If you skip doing health care and then you go, now we're going to do tax reform, you're starting $1 trillion before what you thought the starting line would be for tax reform. So we've kind of been waiting to see if the House could get its act together and get 218 votes for getting rid of that $1 trillion of tax increase, $1.2 trillion in spending, and other reforms that you can do legislatively through the budget. You can't do everything you'd like through the budget with 51 votes, but you can do a lot. And so they're working that out. It appears that the that they may have come to an agreement. I wish people had turned in their homework a month ago instead of late. But, we'll take it. That gets us back on track. So what we thought was going to happen 3 weeks ago now starts up. And there has been a parallel track. The president, Paul Ryan, and the Senate, they've been moving forward on getting tax reform ready on the assumption that we would actually get this done on health care. So I'm not sure it's delayed as much as people thought it might be. But remember, 3 weeks ago, we didn't know if you were a day, a week, or a month, or a year away from getting rid of Obamacare, because some of those guys seemed pretty dug in, and they were making ridiculous statements about, I have to have absolutely everything, or I vote with Nancy Pelosi, which is not a grown-up position.
Well, it seems to me that what you're saying is that the renewed optimism about getting something done about health care more quickly then advances the schedule on getting something done about tax reform, which would come after.
Exactly. And that's why I think you're seeing people talk about a faster game plan. The advantage tax reform has, tax cut, tax reform, this is so pro-growth. This is Ronald Reagan 1981 plus Ronald Reagan 1986. It is both reform in terms of taxing a territorial tax system instead of worldwide, which makes us more competitive in the world, ending the double and triple taxation of investment in new job creating business investments by going to immediate expensing rather than long depreciation schedules. But it takes the corporate rate from 35 to 20. European average is 23. We're at 35. Stupider than France is not where you want to be on this stuff, but it's where we have been. So it's so exciting that we catch up with the rest of the world. You know, we at 35, we used to be one of the lowest. And the rest of the world said, wow, the Americans have cut their individual rates, have cut their business rates. And they followed that. And then we elected a series of guys after Reagan who didn't learn from our own successes. While the Europeans and the Asians were going, you see what the Americans did? That worked. Let's do that.
Well, very quickly, are we going to see any kind of huge reform, a step in just totally overhauling, or are we just going to see a lot of little things? Yes, lowering the corporate tax rate is big, but just a step away from a progressive tax system.
Yes, because it's going to go from 7 rates with a top rate of over 50 down to 3 rates, top rate of 33.
Yeah.
Cap gains to 16F. No death tax. I consider that significant reform. No death tax. No alternative minimum tax.
That's great.
Those are 2 bits of the tax code that we're ripping out. If you just cut them like crabgrass, they grow back. But if you rip them out, it's tougher to put them back in. That death tax was put in to pay for the Civil War. And I have it on good authority that's mostly over.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Grover Norquist, good stuff. Thanks for the update.
Have a great weekend.